Hello, my name is David Hahn. I am a native English speaker. However, right now I am speaking in the 1500 words of Globish. Why? Because I want the most people to understand. I think English speakers should learn to use Globish. That way, more people can understand them, not just excellent English speakers. Think of this. If you speak normal English, 4% of the world can understand you. If you speak Globish, 25% of the world can understand you. Which is a better number? Now, many English speakers say, the rest of the world should learn to speak like me. I will just speak more slowly and more loudly. When you think that, most of the world cannot speak with you at all. That means a lot of the world cannot work with you. If you want them to work for you, that is bad for you. If you want to use their money, it is very bad for you. We call it Globish and not English for two reasons. First, we want to tell people that we are all in the same world. Also, the word Globish tells everyone how much English is enough for all of us to understand each other. English speakers can probably learn to use Globish in a few weeks. If they do, 25% of the world would understand them. Why won't English speakers learn that? Everyone would like them much better. If you are an English speaker speaking Globish, you must be responsible for the communication. You are to blame if others don't understand. They are not stupid, and you are not so intelligent just because you speak English. Many Globish speakers are smarter than you are, and many have more money than you do. The 1500 words of Globish are just a start. You are responsible for other people's understanding, so you do anything to make that understanding. You draw pictures. You point to things with your finger. You repeat important things. You write out all the group's questions before a meeting and all the group's answers after the meeting. You can speak at a normal speed, but use many simple sentences. Stop a little after each sentence and do not run words together. You are responsible for other people's understanding. That is Globish. You must also listen to someone besides yourself. You can understand most of what people say. Sometimes you must repeat back to them what you understand so they can agree. The 1500 Globish words are the most used words of English. When you learn them, they will be the words that are most familiar to you. You must always think, could I use a simpler word? And there will probably be one in the 1500 Globish words. Sometimes you will have to use the same word many times. This is okay when you are speaking Globish. If the word is useful, use it again and again. Globish also lets you use some extra words. International words like taxi and pizza and police are okay. Also, some technical words are okay if you have special skills. If you play music, you will already know allegro and staccato. Finally, as you become friendly with people speaking Globish, you may want to make a joke. You may smile a lot and laugh at yourself. There are many happy things to share, but do not try to make a joke in Globish. Jokes are always difficult to understand, and sometimes they will mean different things in different cultures. Also, avoid figures of speech that are common in your country or your profession. These are also hard to understand, sometimes impossible. Globish is not a perfect set of rules. It is instead a set of best practices that will let the largest number of people communicate together. If you are a native English speaker, you are lucky. It will be very quick and very easy for you to learn Globish. However, you are not good at it from the first minute. You must learn the Globish words and you must practice speaking Globish with people. Your ability in English can help you speak Globish, but you are not perfect right now. You will be able to use Globish when you understand how important it is. And if you do business with Globish speakers, more of the world will like you.